If you're fairly new to actualism and you would like to know more about actualism, light work, and how, you know, what, who we are and what we are, I would definitely recommend a CD that was made by our founder, Russell Paul Schofield, some years ago called Initiation to Light Work. And this is available for sale on our website. I think it's $16 plus a little for postage and tax. And I will be reading a little bit from it a little bit later on here. It's a wonderful description of our light work and what we do. As Dan said, the theme for this year's phone sessions is the goodness we create together. And the title of this session is Creating Well-Being. And this is not, I've led a session in January. It's a time I really like because it's at the new year. And because I'm an acupuncturist as well as a light work teacher, I always do a healing focus in my sessions. And I think there's something about the new year where at least a lot of people, myself included, kind of take stock, you know, take a look at ourselves and see if there's some things we would like to do to change. I think as human beings, we tend to be pretty habitual. Making changes is sometimes not easy. But especially if that is something we really want to do, and with the help of the light, we can break through those old habits and bring in some new ones that promote more well-being. And when we think of well-being, it's actually pretty encompassing to most aspects of our life. We can think about physical well-being and think about our diet and sleep and exercise, and our emotional well-being, which I think kind of is, are we enjoying life? And if we're not enjoying life, you know, what, why not? And what can we do to bring in more pleasure into our lives? And then there's mental well-being. Do we feel vibrant or perhaps a bit stagnant? Do we want to bring in more inspiration, more creativity? And then spiritual well-being, which kind of has to do with all of the other forms of well-being. And that's what we're going to be working on today. We're working to awaken to the being of light within. And we are all creations of our higher selves. We were brought into our lifetimes here with purpose. And a purpose that we might well share together is that of making a world, our world, a better place. By working with the light, bringing in the light, being in the light that comes to us from our higher selves, so that whenever we just think of the light and turning on the light and letting it flow through us, we are bringing the light into planet Earth, and then we join the many light workers who are working at this time trying to bring love and light into our beloved planet. So I'd like to read a little bit some of the words of our founder, Russell Schofield, from the Initiation to Light Work CD session. And I think, personally, whenever we work with the Star Downpour, which is what we'll be working with today, or we listen to Russell's words, even if we've listen to these many times before, done the sessions before, each time it can be new and fresh. So I hope that's your experience today. So here are Russell's words. Inside every human being exists an immortal divine nature, sometimes referred to as the being of light, Godchild, spirit, or as actual self. Now as we awaken, we openly relate to our own divinity to reestablish in awareness our direct link to the divinity within all life, the touch of macrocosmic God within and throughout all creation. To accomplish this awakening, we have at our disposal the limitless sources of divine mind and pure life energy. These can be drawn upon to reveal, inspire, heal, and renew. The first step is to gather an enlightened awareness. There are three types of awareness: knowing, sensing, and emotional awareness. Each aspect of our awareness is needed in order to experience and express the great birthright and potential we share as human beings. This lesson uses the energy of purification, which brings deep cleansing and awakening throughout the body and personality systems and relationships, and promotes single-pointed clarity in knowing awareness, sensing awareness, and emotional awareness. While it possesses special attributes of its own, it actually is a synthesis of the other 48 life energies. Each time we choose life energy, high frequency, we gain new freedom. There are three great principles of light provided by our divine nature that serve to illuminate personality systems. The first is the radiant awareness of divine mind. The second great principle of illumination is that of radiantly pure life energy. This is the light of the divine nature, which is experienced as life energy force for health and well-being and for creative self-expression in relationships of every kind. The third principle of illumination is love, which is an unceasing flow from the Creator for and to the beloved creation. Our divine beingness is constantly interacting with the body-mind identity of our personality systems, providing them with experience not only of the gift of light, but also of the gift of love. As personality systems open to this experience, they are lifted up, then the creation returns love and gratitude in a two-way flow with the Creator. This speeds up unfoldment and fulfillment of the purpose for being here. As we are filled with the light of love, we come to love the beauty of the light in all things, great and small. Experience of the radiant awareness of divine mind, the radiant light of life energy, and the radiant power of love enables you to enter with awareness into the full interaction of body, mind, identity, spirit. Use of this method teaches you to bring your personality system into alignment and cooperation with your divine self. Applying this as a daily experience leads in the step-by-step awakening to your total beingness, not only in moments of light work meditation, but in the light work of daily living and in each relationship. Practicing actualism light work enables you to experience and express life more abundant, freeing you to experience the many truths of your own nature and to experience the many truths of each person with whom you relate and all nature in your environment. So today in our session, we will begin by gathering an enlightening awareness, and then we will be moving to our upper rooms, lighting our stars, and beginning the downpour of the crystal white energy throughout our bodies. We will then turn on the consuming fire aspect to lift the vibratory rate of any presently active low frequency. You probably know what that means, but let me explain that when we say low frequency energy, we're talking about energy states that do not create well-being. Fear, anxiety, frustrations, anger, grief, confusion, there are many. There are also many high-frequency energy states that do produce well-being, love, wisdom, goodwill, healing, harmony, inspiration, and the joy of experiencing the light within us, to name a few. By working with the inner light fire, we can transform the low-frequency energy into high-frequency, life-enhancing energy. We don't need to push low-frequency energy down. We can raise it up into the light. So we will first let the flow of radiant light of the very high frequency life energy wash through us, releasing stress and other uncomfortable energy states. And then we will turn on the consuming fire aspect of this energy that will lift the loads that we carry into the transforming fires. And we will then drink in the healing essence that comes when we work with the light within. If you get confused, just stop and follow my direction. Russell advises to think, let, observe, and experience. So that means just think the thought, and then let the thought go, and then observe and experience that which happens. So let's begin. Sit comfortably in your chair with your feet on the ground, hands on your lap, on your thighs, and now we will begin the process. So just move with with your awareness into your brain. And now just think the thought of directing your brain mind to harmonize with your upper room. This is the place that is 6 inches above the top of your head, a place that is always clear and lighted. And for most people, it's the easiest place to experience that light within. And experience the radiant awareness of the divine mind of your lighted beingness flowing from your upper room into and throughout your brain mind, enlightening your knowing awareness. And experience the lifting. Now focus the radiant awareness throughout your neural pathways and nervous systems, enlightening the sensory awareness of your body. And direct the radiant awareness into your heart. And expands throughout your blood, throughout your circulatory system. And then into your liver and your glandular systems, enlightening emotional awareness. And now experience the radiant awareness of the being of light you are, gathering and enlightening your knowing, sensory, and emotional awareness throughout your creation. With enlightened awareness, experience the flow of love and gratitude that as a being of light, you have for your beloved creation. And now think of your creation giving love and gratitude back to the being of light you are. And magnify the two-way flow of love and gratitude. And now focus on the experience of our union as beings of light with each other and the other many beings of light that are unified with us today. And now refocus your enlightened awareness in your upper room. And think of lighting your star here in your upper room. If this is your first time in working with your star, you may experience a point of light within your upper room that then becomes a star, a radiant 3-inch star. And just think of directing your star to open and downpour in a great shower of the radiant, crystal clear, diamond-like white light, the energy of purification. And think of opening the top of your head and your hands and feet so that this downpour, this infinite downpour of the white light pours down throughout your body, into your head, through your body, and out your feet and down into the earth, washing away the tiredness, the stress, the burdens you've been carrying And as you do this, you can begin to feel the lifting that the light brings. Because this is a very high frequency energy here. That as it moves into the organs, structures of your creation, brings a tremendous power of the light for lifting, for renewing and energizing. And just let this wash through, but we will focus this downpour in a few of your organs and energy systems. But if you're experiencing any pain or any other symptoms of not well-being, be sure and include them too. So just think of letting this flow of radiant light flow into your brain. All the parts of your head, all the sensory systems. Touching everywhere with that radiant light that comes from the being of light that you are. The wonderful gift of light, gift of love. From your higher self to you, the beloved creation. And we'll touch in also with your lungs, respiratory system, letting the light fill here. Into your heart. And here it's pumped throughout your blood into all the organs of your body. That gift of well-being. And then into your liver. And from your liver, all the glandular systems. And then down through your body, just letting it wash through all of your digestive system. Urinary, reproductive systems. And throughout all the nervous systems. And your bones, muscles, all the connective tissue, and your skin. And this is just like stepping into a shower, just letting that water pour through, washing off, letting now that shower of liquid light down pour and pour down through your body, just washing through. Good, and now we're going to invoke the consuming fire aspect of this energy. All you need to do is just think that thought and it immediately turns on or invokes the consuming fires that are very powerful and work to, especially in the areas where you do have some low frequency energy, to raise up the vibratory rate, to actually change that vibratory rate of the nature of the low frequency so that it becomes life enhancing, so that those loads are lifted. So we will now go a little bit slower here, focusing on starting with your brain. Think of the consuming fires working here. All through your brain, into the forebrain and front, the old brain and back, left and right hemispheres. those memory centers and special glands in the midbrain, other important parts, letting the consuming fires work here. And if you have any thought habits you would like to release in the new year, any sort of tapes you run that are not producing well-being, by usually about yourself, please let the fires embrace them. And with the energy essence that comes when we blaze up these fires, energy that can renew and bring in and make new to clear good thoughts. Good thoughts about yourself and others. But thoughts of encouragement, thoughts of recognition of all the good things about you. Thoughts that encourage you to really bring in and do the things you want to do. Follow your inner direction and to really enjoy this life, this precious gift. And think of that essence going in to bring in energy. If you feel like you need a little memory boost, by all means let the essence go into those memory centers. And let that light fire energy work from your brain into your eyes, all of your eyes, from the back part, the front part, the nerves. It helps promote inner sight as well as outer sight so that we can see things clearly on the inner, see the truth of things. Blazing up from your brain into your auditory systems. Helping to open you up to being able to open to the inner direction that the being of light you are may be trying to give you. Blazing up in your nose and sinuses. And into your mouth, teeth, tongue, gums, all the sensory systems, helping you experience the high frequency pleasures of life, how things taste, how things smell, and touch, the good things that make life pleasurable. And as you assimilate that essence here, now think of blazing up in your lungs, respiratory system. Now here sometimes we store grief and let any kind of emotional loads here go into the consuming fires so that you are free to breathe deeply. Free to oxygenate your blood. Free to bring that life force in this way throughout your whole creation. Let the essence nourish you here. And then we'll focus the consuming fires in your heart. Our hearts can become heavy, heavy with new wounds or past wounds. Just let the consuming fires embrace those that are ready to be released. So you can become truly light-hearted. And if you have any heart issues, bring the light into those areas. The healing power of the light. Into wherever the chambers, the electrical systems. And as you work here with light, that beautiful, radiant, crystal light pours throughout your cardiovascular system with the blood, and it carries the light into every organ of your body. That healing power. Experience the lifting here. And as your heart drinks in this essence, you focus in your liver. Now your liver will tend to hold forms of anger, resentments, things like that, sometimes fear. So blaze up the fires here in these consciousness loads, consuming whatever is ready to be released. Our livers are just simply amazing organs. They're the organ that actually can regenerate parts of itself. It actually is part of so many systems of your body, part of your cardiovascular system and your digestive system, your endocrine system, and so on. Has lots of jobs. And let's add in the gallbladder. Also, the gallbladder assists the liver, sort of tucked into the back of the liver, and include this too. And let that light essence fill and nourish these organs. And think of that downpour still pouring through, but with the consuming of fires now having been ignited. And focus throughout your pelvic bowl. Many organs, energy systems here, and very important place for all these organs and energy systems, and also just the energetics of the pelvic bowl, which help to provide in traditional Chinese medicine, help to provide energy for our whole creation. And so often, when we are under stress, it's our digestive systems that have problems. So just think of your whole digestive system being filled with that radiant light fire. And if there's any part of it that is particularly of trouble to you, focus the fires there. And let that essence go deep. Good. Now focus those fires throughout your nervous systems. You can think of your solar plexus in the middle of your body expanding out through all the nervous systems of your body. And the main communication, your nerves provide a lot of the communication of your body. And the more you work with the light fire here, releasing the burdens of your nerves, the more they are able to experience well-being. Usually our nerves get very loaded up, and then all they can report is the low frequency. So as we work here with the light fire, we can really set these nerves free, take off those burdens so that they can experience the goodness of life and report back all those good things. Experience as the light essence nourishes your nerves into the depth of your nerves and also the covering of your nerves. Experience the lifting here. Good, and now think of focusing the fires throughout your bones. Bones throughout your body. And add in your muscles and all the connected tissue. And your skin. And if you have any issues of arthritis or other joint pains, take some time here to really focus the consuming fires in these areas to really help lower inflammation and also to let that healing essence promote cartilage. And think of this in any place you've been having some aches and pains, in your neck and shoulders, down your arms, hands, sometimes those thumb joints, finger joints can be a little bit stiff. And down your spine. And into your hips. Down your legs. Touching into those knee joints, ankle joints, and feet all the way out to your toes. Experience, if you can, the gratitude here in these structures for your bringing in the powerful healing of the light. Experience the power of the healing, the lifting throughout these systems. Good. Now just think of the downpour continuing for another minute and focus in any place I haven't mentioned that needs the touch of that inner light fire. Blazing up the fires and assimilating the essence. Good, and now we're going to take some time to really deeply drink in that healing essence, especially because this is a healing session. It's really important to give some time and some power to assimilating the essence. So think of releasing your consuming fire aspect. And just let that radiant light pour down for a moment, just doing a final cleanse here, just washing through any remaining stress loads. And now just think of stopping the downpour so that you're just sitting in the radiant light that you have brought into all the parts of your body. And we'll start again with your head, but you can again focus in any areas that particularly need attention. But just think of your head opening all those structures of your brain, your eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, all the sensory systems, all your memory banks in the midbrain. And just think of opening to drink in this essence, to give your brain a boost. And this healing energy may feel very energizing, or it may be a little more subtle. It may be quiet. So whatever it is, just let that radiant light really go deep here, helping to create well-being in these systems. Well-being that we create together here with our group power, helping to support each other in our healing process. Good, now focus in your lungs and respiratory system, drinking in here very deep. Into both lungs, into your bronchial tree, just letting it all become filled with the radiant light. Touching in with your heart. Let it drink in this healing energy. And throughout your cardiovascular system. Now, in Chinese medicine, the heart affects the mind. So if you've had any emotional mind issues, letting your heart get strong with the light may help. Also, sleep issues. Let your heart be strong and steady. And in the liver, drinking in the essence. And gallbladder. And in the ancient medicine, the liver does planning and the gallbladder helps to make decisions, helps to enhance good judgment, puts the plans into action. And we didn't focus on your kidneys, but it's always good to think of the kidneys drinking in the essence that they would have gotten from the downpour. They hold the deepest energy in the body. Help to support everything else. think of your nerves drinking in this light essence, this healing life energy. Making your nerves strong but light, so they can experience the goodness of life. And your bones with your muscles, all the connective tissue, and your skin. And if there's any place I haven't mentioned that is a particular focus for you, please drink the essence in there. And continue assimilating here throughout your body-mind creation for a couple minutes before we move into reports. And just continue with that renewal, replenishing, lifting up, filling you up with that power of essence. And while you do that, I just want to read a poem of Russell Schofield's that was on our bookmark this year called Star Path. Stars light, lowest to highest way, illumination seen best through darkest night. Star path to point the eternal way, each star a sun, shedding radiant life to those who people far flung beachheads of form, embroidering the boundless ocean of life.